It's possible to dress like a Melbourne train seat, and it only costs you $38 for the privilege. Not that the fabric they use on Melbourne's train seats is particularly attractive. In fact, it's garish. Ugly is another word that springs to mind. There's absolutely no reason you'd want to wear it, except for the fact that if you do, and then you go and sit on the train, it's all kinds of hilarious. $38 worth of serious belly laugh. Yumi had stumbled across the t-shirt online a week or so earlier and ordered one. And on this particular midwinter day in Melbourne, she'd decided that it needed an outing. On the train, of course. There was no point wearing it otherwise. We walked down to the station, me, Liv and Yumi, all rugged up in our coats and jeans. We waited on the platform for the train into the city to arrive. Then we got on board, settled ourselves down and Yumi took off her coat. The three of us started laughing right away at the ridiculousness of it. Liv and I started taking shots. It was irresistible. Yumi staring deadpan at the camera, looking like she hadn't even noticed she was wearing a train seat cover as a t-shirt. Liv and I posted shots on Insta and Snapchat, and behind us we could hear other people on the train laughing as they started taking photos of Yumi too. Yumi tilted her face at people's phones, wearing a wry smile, her t-shirt blending in perfectly with her surroundings. Hashtag Melbourne train seat fashionista. The likes started coming in pretty much immediately. The shares and comments, the distinctive notification ding of Insta lighting up my phone each time someone new reacted. I posted the pics on Facebook as well, spreading the love. It was as I was watching the likes and comments amass that I noticed something that chilled me far more than the 9-degree weather outside. A friend of Harley's had shared something he'd seen on BuzzFeed, a still from a video of Emma Watson. The caption read, 17 celebrities who hate all things Anouk. I stared at Emma Watson. My chest felt crystalline, like my lungs had turned glassy and breakable. Hate all things Anouk. I took a deep breath, trying to calm myself down. Anouk was a super common name in Norway. Every second person was probably called Anouk there. Emma Watson was probably making some movie in Norway, and this link had gone viral from there. Nothing to do with me. Besides, if my videos had been going to go viral, as if, it would have happened way back in June, not now, 6 weeks down the track. I didn't click on the link, not there in front of Liv and Yumi. I checked once I got home, but it wouldn't be anything to do with me. It was a coincidence. They weren't my videos. Settle down, guilty conscience. Settle down. My stomach churned for the entire rest of the trip into the city, but I couldn't get off the train and come home early because our whole plan had been to catch the train into the city, then catch the train back out, Yumi in her glorious train seat fashion for the entire trip. If I'd got off early, it would have seemed strange. And all the way walking home from the train station, Liv and Yumi were with me, talking, laughing, checking out Insta and Snapchat, seeing how many people were liking the photos of Yumi in her train seat t-shirt. My glass lungs were having trouble drawing in air. A smile was frozen onto my face, and a fake laugh kept coming out of my mouth as Liv and Yumi showed me the comments that were coming up and who'd shared what. I needed to check BuzzFeed. When we got to my place, I peeled off to go inside. "What are you doing?" Yumi asked. "Come to mine," Liv said, dragging on my arm to bring me past my house and over to hers. I shook my head. "Can't," I said. "Mum said she needed me to do a couple of things at home. I have to go. I'll see you tomorrow." "But I haven't finished laughing yet," Yumi said. I shook my head. "The laughs are officially over," I said, wondering if that was truer than I'd meant it to be. "I'm not catching the train tomorrow," Liv said. "Mum's got a whole lot of stuff she has to take to the shop, so she said she'd drive me. You want a lift?" I shook my head, barely even registering what she'd said. Now that I was so close to home, I couldn't focus on anything except clicking this BuzzFeed link. I needed to confirm it was a different Anouk before I'd be able to catch my breath properly. I walked in the back door to see Seth sitting at the kitchen bench. "You see that? Seth was at our place. Again. He seemed to have been around a lot over the past 6 weeks. Often I'd get home from school of an afternoon and there he'd be, hanging in our lounge room with that handsome face of his, still as handsome as ever. This particular afternoon, he was sitting at the kitchen bench with maple syrup and cut up lemons and icing sugar, and Harley next to him mixing up some pancake batter. "Feel like a pancake?" Seth asked me. So many reasons for a girl to hang and stay. so I hung and stayed. I ate a maple syruped pancake while I scrolled through my Facebook feed, looking for the link I'd seen earlier that afternoon, only half listening to Seth and Harley's banter. And then I found her, Emma Watson. 17 celebrities who hate all things Anouk. I put my headphones in to drown out their voices and clicked on the link. The page opened, and there they were, mine. All the rants I'd done about Anouk the night of her party. Josh Hutcherson, the Queen of England, Jon Snow, Taylor Swift, ranting, fuck you, Anouk, you fucking fuck. Justin Bieber calling her a sook, Kylie Jenner, Liam Hemsworth, Kendall Jenner, all of them, all of me, swearing their heads off at Anouk. It was worse than I ever could have imagined. I left my pancake half-eaten and ran upstairs to delete A Girl Walks Into a School from Tumblr.